Glory to God. If I could, I would sing, but I'm not much a singer. I came from a singing family. My parents sung. My dad and his brother, when I was little, strung we kids. Everywhere they heard was revival going on. They strung us, and they sing. And we used to sing with my mother and dad, and my dad's desire that all of us would sing, but we never did. I've sung a little, but I can preach without it bothering, but singing. When I was passing this one little church, you know, if we got a certain number, they told me I had to sing, and I did everything I could to get out of singing. So I was blessed that night with a group that was there singing, and they told me, says, you didn't want to sing, but once you got started, you don't want to quit. Glory to God. So it's good to be in the Lord's house, and I hope that you've come tonight to worship Him. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 42. In preparing for the service tonight, something happened to me that's never happened to me in all the years of my ministry. I worked hard. I prepared a four-page outline, and God opened some things in that sermon in the depth that He's never before opened it. And I said, Lord, this is a message the whole church needs to hear. So guess what? That whole outline, I cannot find it. I've searched. I went through my Triscan. I can't find it. I get my sermons not like a lot of folk. I do it the old-fashioned way. I still pull books. I do research. I study, I read, and I thought, you know, I almost felt like crying because I said, Lord, I spent so much time in preparing a sermon, and now I can't find my outline. So I prayed and I asked the Lord, what am I going to do? And the Lord says, that's the wrong sermon. So what I was preparing, God didn't want me to preach it tonight, so He took my outline. I don't know what He did with it. You tell me, it's a mystery. I thought I left it on my desk, but it's gone. Four pages. Well, I worked hard in preparing a sermon. So I believe tonight that what God has given me, someone here or someone that's hearing me, needs what I have, what God has opened to me more than the other sermon. So this is why I think God took it. At first I thought, Lord, you know, I said, is this your work or is this the devil's work? I thought at first maybe the devil just didn't want me to preach it, but when I begin to talk to God, the sermons change. So I don't have a great long outline tonight, just a simple message that God has given to me, and I pray that it will touch some heart and will encourage us all here tonight. If you can, I'd like for you to stand with me as we read out of the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 42. I want to begin reading with verse 9. Psalm 42, verse 9. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Let us pray. Our eternal God, as I enter into your presence, I give you thanks that I'm privileged once again to stand behind the sacred desk, to stand, Almighty God, as a representative of Jesus Christ. mercy for God, and I'm asking that you come down in this assembly tonight, that you drive out of the sanctuary all the forces of our enemy, anything that would hinder or bind the moving of the Spirit of God. I pray for liberty here tonight, Lord. I ask you to anoint me, because without you, Lord, without your anointing, there's nothing, Father, I can do. But I'm asking you to come. Might the Shekinah glory fill this place tonight. I pray that you touch every person here, Lord. I don't know what they need, but you do, Father. And I pray that every need in this house be ministered to. I pray, Father, when we leave this house tonight, that we can say, Lord, from the depths of our hearts, how good it was to be in the Lord's house. I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you'll have your way here in this service. Lord God, that you'll hide me behind the cross, Almighty God. You so anoint me, Lord, that all that I share, all that I say would be the same thing, Lord, you would say if you stood here in person. Anoint me, Father, tonight. I'm asking in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I want to minister tonight from this line of thought. Triumphing over discouragement. Can I tell you tonight, one of the greatest weapons that Satan uses towards a child of God is discouragement. And the Bible teaches us that Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When I look around in this sanctuary tonight, do you know this makes him so happy? A church this big, glory to God, and I could put all of you probably in my living room. Glory to God. So Satan is on a rampage, and I'm afraid that too many of God's people are getting discouraged. A lot of pastors are quitting. A lot of churches are shutting the doors. People that used to shout the victory, people that used to wouldn't miss church for anything, have lost a desire to be in the house of God. Glory to God. People that loved to come and didn't care about time, glory to God, have lost that desire. They have found so many other things they'd rather do than to be with the Lord and be in God's house. Glory to God. And I tell you tonight that Satan is moving in this hour like he's never moved before. But I want to tell you, church, we're too close to the end to let the devil win. Glory to God. It is my desire not to begin the race, but it's my desire to finish the race. Glory to God. Think about it. Triumphing over discouragement. What you and I need to realize, and I have just a little 4 points I want to share. Glory to God. I don't have to look at my watch. I got a lot of time. That's what the brother told me. What I would encourage you about discouragement. Discouragement can come to all of us. Because Jesus said in the word, you're going to have tribulations, didn't he? He didn't promise us when we got saved, when we got up that night from the altar, that it's going to be smooth sailing. From a humanistic standpoint, you would think, Lord, I belong to you now, so the sea ought to always be calm. There should never be no bumps in the road, nothing to bring hurt nor harm. But can I tell you, beloved, the Lord says in this life you're going to have problems. We're never going to be exempt from trouble. And Satan, if we allow him, will take these things, glory to God, and cause us to become discouraged. When things are going wrong, like the psalmist said here, Satan will want to know, where is your God now? Think about it. So easy when people get discouraged to hear the voice of Satan. And Satan will pounce upon you if you allow him And I may be getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to go with the way I'm feeling. Satan will bounce upon you to get you discouraged. Glory to God. But we cannot give up in it when things comes. Glory to God. And many times, beloved, we may think, why me? I don't understand why this is happening to me. When things aren't going like you think they should, do not give up in discouragement. Do not let discouragement cause you to give in. James said in chapter 4 and verse 7, he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Can I tell you tonight, church, we can't give space to the devil. Glory to God. Giving space to the devil is almost like years ago when I did door-to-door selling. They told me if you get one foot in the door, you can probably get inside. Glory to God. We cannot pause, beloved, and give space to the devil. Can I tell you, I was going to get rich in that job, but I never did. Too many people slammed the door in my face and wouldn't even let me on the inside. Glory to God. But you see, just like they programmed me, beloved, if this house won't let you in, you go to the next one. You keep going because I forget how they figured after so many no's you would get a yes. So I'm telling you tonight, beloved, that Satan's going to knock at your door. He's going to try to get in. He's going to try to stop you from serving God. But I'm going to encourage you tonight. You cannot give space to the devil. You cannot begin to converse with him. No matter how smart you may think you are, we are no match for the devil. When we stand toe to toe with him and we want to debate with the devil, we are no match for him. This is why I'm telling you tonight, church, we don't need to listen to the devil. He's a defeated foe. But if he can, if we allow him, he's going to discourage us. He's going to have us feeling it is no use. Glory to God. My throat is raw tonight, so you're going to pray hard for me. Glory to God. You see, many people, they give into discouragement because there is a lack of discipline and self-control. Think about it. We have to discipline ourselves. If we're going to come to God's house, we're going to have self-control. When it's getting close to church time, it takes discipline. You know, when I used to pastor years ago, I used to tell my folk, I said, you know, it's a sad thing that Tylenol works good on Monday, but it don't work on Sunday. Because I'd have folks who, oh, their heads bother them and this is bothering them. They can't come to church Sunday, but they're out there punching that card on Monday morning. Glory to God. Can I tell you, we need money to make it in this world. But more than money, you need Jesus Christ that you can make it. And you're going to have discipline and self-control and control, beloved. Not give it in to the devil. We must exert ourselves with power when it comes to discouragement. Determination and faith brings God's power and God's help to win. I ask you tonight, do you want to win? I've never liked to be a loser. Glory to God, I always wanted to win, and I want to win tonight. I don't want to be a loser. Glory to God, I want to look at the devil and say, I'm a winner. In Jesus Christ, I am a winner. I am an overcomer. Glory to God, we cannot give in to the devil. Glory to God, he'll have you so discouraged. Glory to God, or do you think there's no use for you to keep going on? But can I tell you, there's everything to keep going on for. Discouragement. Glory to God. We cannot give in to discouragement. We can't let the devil discourage us. Glory to God. When we determine that we're going to follow God and we keep our faith in him, then through God's power, not our power. I've already shared with you, we're no match for the devil. Glory to God. But we have the power. Remember that old song, if I could sing it, I'd sing it. We've got the power. That power's in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you, you can talk to the devil all you want to, and you can use my name, and he may laugh at you. But when you talk to him, and you use the name Jesus, can I tell you, the Bible says demons believe, and they tremble at the name of Jesus. Glory to God, it's in him that we have our power to conquer, to overcome, and not get discouraged, over to God. But keep on, keep it on for God. It's through Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad he's a present help when you need him? He's always there. I used to use this a lot. I was never too good of a fighter. But my brother was a good fighter. He loved to fight. I didn't. Go to God, because my feelings was, if I get this guy a few licks, he's going to eventually hit me, and I didn't want to get hurt. So my brother took up for me a whole lot. And I used this as an older brother taking up for me. And then, beloved, taking a natural picture to his spiritual ones, I said, I've got a big brother now that's better than my brother in the flesh. He's going to take care of me when the devil wants to push me around. He's going to step on the scene, and he's going to take him by the collar, go to court, and he's going to say, you can't touch him. He belongs to me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we have a big brother tonight? There's no excuse for getting discouraged. There's no excuse for being defeated, because Jesus is there with us. Glory to God. The only fighting that I did most of the time was with my brother, and I was hard-headed. Never beat my brother. He knocked me every which way, and I just come right back for more. Glory to God. We tore the heater up one time, had to fix it before our parents got home. He knocked me through the screen door, we had to fix the screen door. Glory to God. But I can say this, if you bothered me, you just want to look out, because he was there and taking care of me. And we have a big brother tonight. We need to lean upon God's power. It is through him that we will always have the victory and we will win. Glory to God. Don't give out with it, beloved. The psalmist said in Psalm 105, 2 and B, talk ye of all his wondrous works. What you and I need to do, instead of having to mull and grubs and being down and out, go to God and griping and grumbling and complaining, we ought to talk about the good things of God. We need to talk about how God brought Israel out of Egypt's bondage, how he parted the river and glory to God, and they walked across on dry land. We need to talk about the good things of God. Hallelujah. Instead of looking at our little problems and crying and complaining and belly aching over our problems, you need to talk about God, talk about his goodness, because it's through his goodness that we can overcome. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that it's through him, glory to God? I'm afraid all of us don't talk enough about the good things of God. Glory to God. We need to talk about the goodness of God. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, Pharaoh thought he had the children of Israel. And there's the Red Sea, and they don't have weapons to fight. And he's coming with all of his army. But just in time, God parted the water. Glory to God. Hear me tonight, church. If you keep your faith in God, when you think the enemy is going to overtake you, just in time, God will part the waters. God will see you safely through. Glory to God. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cannot give out. Glory to God with discouragement. Some people are so negative. Glory to God. their pessimistic thoughts and words not only bring discouragement to them, but discouragement to others. Can I tell you that, child of God, you're not in this world all alone. You're an influence to somebody. Somebody's watching your life. And when you get discouraged, you're going to cause them to get discouraged. What we need to start doing is looking for the bright side of things and not be so negative-minded. Glory to God. We must be positive. Look for the good and not the bad. Glory to God. When you see only the bad, it's going to make you feel bad. I don't like feeling bad. I don't like being down and out. I like being on the mountainside. Glory to God. And can I tell you, the Bible says that God is working all things for our good. Sometimes we may not understand it. In fact, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of times I don't understand. And I'm thinking, Lord, what have I done to deserve what I'm going through? But I'm telling you, if we keep walking, if we keep talking about God, we keep following Jesus Christ, God will show us the good. Hallelujah. If nothing else, when you get through that trial, glory to God, you can shout, and say, ha ha, say that one more time. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, glory to God. See the positive, not the negative. We don't have a negative God. Glory to God. No one can beat our God. He already defeated the devil. The devil's nothing. Glory to God. When it comes to God, discouragement. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm afraid too often we set on our pew discouraged because the little things are touching our lives. Glory to God. But we need to look at the good. The tendency to take the most hopeful or cheerful view of matters or to expect the best outcome. Practice of looking on the bright side of things. By doing so, we will always win over discouragement. We need to hear what Paul said in Philippians 4:4, when Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Not just when the sun's shining. Not just when your pocket's full of money and your gas tank's full and you're so full of eating, glory to God. But when the storms are raging, when it's raining outside and you don't have any money in your pocket and there's no gasoline in your automobile, Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. Why can we rejoice in the Lord? Because none of these things can take away what God has put on the inside. Hallelujah. Think about it. It don't mean I'm not still a child of God. When things aren't running smooth for me, I still belong to Him. Hallelujah. And it's in Him that I can shout. It's in Him that I can rejoice. Glory to God. That's why Paul said, rejoice always. Glory to God. Because when the sun's shining, when the rain's falling, we're still a child of God. Glory to God. Think about it. That don't mean that I'm not a Christian because I think things ought to go this way, and bless my soul, they're going that way. Glory to God. You're a child of God tonight. Hear me, church. No matter what's going on in your life, whether it's like you want it or whether it's not like you want it, the good thing about this life, church, is short time compared to what we're going to be. Glory to God. And if I got to walk through some dark places, let me do it in this life. But I want to encourage you, do not let Satan discourage you. Glory to God. When things aren't running smooth, he likes to come and talk to you if you let him. And he'll say, where's your God now? where is God? If you're a Christian, why is things happening to you the way they are? Go to God. Wouldn't it be great? It would be nice if everything went smooth for us. We always had more money. We know what to do with. Our cupboard's always falling over because it's so full. Go to God, and the storms never rage, and the rain never falls. It would be great, wouldn't it? But it doesn't happen that way in this life. But hear me tonight, church. Doesn't mean you're not still on the Lord's side. Doesn't mean you're not still a Christian. And I'd rather be an old-time Christian tonight than anything I know. Glory to God. I'd rather be me. I can walk down Main Street in Thomasville, and nobody, unless I bump into some of you, they won't know who in the world that old man is walking down the street. Glory to God. But can I tell you, everybody in heaven, all the angels of God, Jesus Christ, who means it all, he knows who I am. He knows my name tonight. Glory to God. And I'm so glad, glory to God, that he knows me, glory to God, and he loves me just like I am, because he created me, glory to God, like I am. And I'm so glad when I went astray, he came and he found me and he brought me into the fold. And I belong to Jesus Christ. And if we allow him, the devil will cause you to be so discouraged, glory to God, until you'll think, why should I keep going? Glory to God. I'm halfway through my little notes that I scribbled down. Glory to God. I may finish early. I don't know. Don't get down, church, from discouragement. The psalmist said in Psalm 3:3, but thou, O Lord, art the lifter of my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we can't get down. God's our lifter. And the Bible says all power has been given unto him. If you want to win, you want somebody on your side. Glory to God. I saw this guy today. He had a surf on his back and a great big old gun on his side. And I told Chucky, I said, that guy was probably a foot taller than me. I said, he wouldn't need that gun as big as that man is, glory to God. That's the kind of person I would want on my side if you were going to bother me, somebody that could say, I'll take care of you. And can I tell you, that's what God is going to do. He's the lifter of our soul. When Christians neglect to pray and believe God's word, they are easy prey to discouragement. Can I tell you tonight, church, that is the key right here. Glory to God, for us to maintain victory. We are living in a time when people are so busy, they do not have time to pray. You think about it. I grew up in a time, most of the people where I grew up was old farmers. They worked with mules. They worked hard all day. No modern conveniences whatsoever. But beloved, they prayed. You could hear people praying. They sought God. Glory to God. But all the modern techniques, all the things that we have to make life easier, people are so busy, they don't have time to talk to God. No wonder the devil is pushing people around. No wonder, beloved, that so many are walking in discouragement. The Bible lays on the table, collecting dust, and their knees, they never down on their knees, they never talking to God. Can I tell you, I do very little praying on my knees. When I get on my knees, glory to God, that then I get achy, so I'd rather be standing. I do most of my praying standing. And the reason I do it, I don't do too much. I can't believe I took a little run spare here tonight, glory to God. But when I was young, I did a lot of running. So I thought, I'm already in running position when I'm standing. I don't know what my kids used to think. I used to live in this one house. God would bless me. I jumped all over the furniture. I opened my front door. I'd run to the street, jump up and down on my porch. I do not know what the people thought in my neighborhood. And, you know, I didn't care about it. Glory to God. I've done a lot of foolish things. I was in revival years ago, and I'm coming out on National Highway, getting up on business 85, and I felt such an oppression of Satan till I stopped my car, and I ran up and down that little entrance where you get up on the interstate. I don't know what people thought, but I didn't care, beloved. I didn't want to go home with that. And one time way out in the country, I'm sharing it. I'm just telling you, God's a great God. I stopped my car and I ran way up the road, beloved. I felt like the devil sat down in the car with me. And I didn't want him riding with me. So I got up and I ran faster than he did because I left him. Oh, blessed be God. When I got back in my car, he wasn't there. I could just feel nothing but God. Hallelujah. You want victory? Stay in tune with God. Spend time with God. Glory to God. Pray every day. You need, the Bible says to pray without ceasing. Glory to God. If we're too busy to pray, then I'm telling you, you're too busy. Glory to God. How much easier it is when before my mother took her promotion and went to heaven, when you talked about the good old days, my mother said it wasn't good old days for her. Glory to God. When I was a little boy, she washed on a rub board, hung clothes on the line, and got the water in a bucket and chopped wood. Glory to God, to put a fire in the heater, the wood stove, the cook, and how hard she had it, beloved, back then. But can I tell you, my mother prayed. As a child, I could hear my mother different times through the day praying. And she programmed we kids to pray. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, the key to victory tonight is spending time with God. Spend time with Jesus Christ. You need to pray until you know that your prayer has gone through and you're feeling God moving on the inside. It's good when you're this size to say that, now I lay me down to sleep prayer. But when you become adults like we are, say, don't care too much of that. Now I lay me down to sleep prayer. You need to pray till you touch God. You need to pray till heaven comes down. Glory to God. Then, beloved, through the sweetness of God's Spirit, He will enable you to fight off discouragement and to defeat the forces of Satan. Glory to God. Discouragement. It is so sad that so many that used to rejoice in the Lord have become so discouraged. We must have faith in God. We must ask Him to lift us up and believe, as Jude teaches us, that God is able to keep us from falling. It's not my strength. And you can do the same thing. You can put your finger out there and say, it's not my strength, but it's His. Can I tell you tonight, church, we should not be discouraged, because there's a higher power that's keeping us up. There's a higher power that's holding us. Aren't you glad there's a higher power? We need to trust in that higher power, not get discouraged. Can I tell you, beloved, I do not know what the year 2023 is going to bring. This is how I feel in my heart. We have a government that all they want to do is put each other in prison. And I'm thinking, Lord, who is looking out for the country? Glory to God. So we don't know what next year's going to bring, but can I tell you, no matter what comes, I can tell you who's holding tomorrow. Glory to God. Tomorrow is still in God's hands. And can I tell you, beloved, no matter what they do in this country, no matter what happens in this land, no matter what comes against you in 2023, can I tell you, by the help and the grace of God and through His strength, God will see you through it. Hallelujah. So you don't have to hang your head. Spend time with God, and He will see you through. Glory to God. My dependency is not in Washington anyway. I'm trusting God. I belong to Him. I don't belong to Washington. They don't own me. Glory to God. They might think they owe me. They try to get all the money they can from me. Glory to God. But I belong to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He paid a tremendous price that I can belong to Him. Glory to God. So I'm trying to encourage you. Glory to God. God just put this in my heart because I believe somebody needed to hear this message tonight. That's why I lost a 4-page outline. I don't know where it is. Glory to God. But can I tell you, I don't know that I would have felt any better than I'm feeling now, because it was a totally different type message. Discouragement. Glory to God. I believe that a lot of people ought to be in this church, but they're not here because they're discouraged. They don't have victory in the heart. And they're hearing the wrong voice. The Bible teaches us in the book of Revelation, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Glory to God. And also the Bible teaches us, let God be true and every man a liar. We cannot listen to the voices of this world. We cannot listen to all the things. Can I tell you, there's so much filth and so much untruth going on. I don't waste my time hearing the news anymore. I don't listen to it. Glory to God. I'd rather hear the voice of God. I'd rather put my trust in Him. Glory to God. When I was a teenager, one of my teachers said, you teenagers won't listen to the news. He said, all you want to do is that body was thumping his hand and bumping like, he said, they're going to drop a bomb on you one day and you're going to still be doing like this. They had news back then, but what's going on today? I don't have time for it. If you listen to what's being said today, you are going to become so discouraged, because all you see is gloom and doom. There is nothing to make you happy. Glory to God, everything out there to make you sad. But can I tell you that I stand before you as a representative of Jesus Christ. We have every reason not to be sad. Glory to God. In fact, we ought to be happy, because as we look around, it ought to be saying, hey, He's coming. Oh, hallelujah to God. He's coming. It cannot be long before He says, come home. Glory to God. So be encouraged. I don't know who this message was for, but like I said, God rerouted me, gave me a different thought, and I tonight I'm trying with all I know to encourage all of us. Stay true to God. Say no to Satan. Spend time in prayer. Talk to God. Glory to God. We're all in the same age bracket. We remember when we was kids, them old Pentecostal people prayed. Glory to God. When you walked in the house of God, the Spirit of the Lord was already moving, because before church started, they spent time talking to God. I'm afraid too many, I read the book, glory to God, where this man was at the pastor's house in revival. He said, that pastor, he said, the last thing before we went to church was TV. The first thing when he came home was TV. Glory to God. He's thinking, when did this man ever see God? We want revival. We're going to have to turn off the things of the world. We're going to have to turn on the things of Jesus Christ. I believe that God's still in revival. God still wants to revive His people. God still wants to bless you. God don't want you discouraged. God wants you not under, beloved, the world, but He wants you on top of the world. He wants you rejoicing. Doesn't mean you're not going to have trials. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have problems. Doesn't mean that you're not going to ever get sick. Glory to God. But can I tell you, no matter what's touching you physically, God is still going to bless you spiritually, and He's going to still be there for you. Be encouraged tonight, church. Glory to God. We cannot give in or give up. Glory to God. I have one last point here. Glory to God. Don't give up through it. Don't give up. When I was a boy, my daddy taught me this, I don't know how many times. He says, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I want to be a winner, don't you? Glory to God. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 10 and 22, it says, he that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. Self-centeredness makes people easy prey to Satan. When we think it's only about me, it's all about me. Can I tell you, it's not about me tonight. It's not about you tonight. It's about him. It's about Jesus Christ. Glory to God. A lack of love for God and a lack of love for others causes them to give up when discouragement strikes. We must be filled with God's love. Then we must reach out to help, glory to God, the needy, witness to the lost. We can win over discouragement if we keep on keeping on. Glory to God. Can I tell you, it's my desire to win. And I don't know if you know much about football or not. That was my sport in high school. I was a running halfback. Glory to God. And I had this thought as God was opening this to me. I thought, my desire when they gave me that ball was to cross the goal line. And yet, it was the desire of 11 guys to make sure I didn't. Think about it. So I thought, it's our desire to make it across the goal line spiritually. But Satan has an army that's going to do everything they can to keep you from crossing the goal line. Can I tell you, as that little skinny fast boy, glory to God, nothing excited me no more than when they couldn't catch me. And I crossed the goal line and rejoiced because I crossed the goal line and they couldn't get me. Can I tell you, there's a day of rejoicing that's ahead of me. Oh, blessed be God, when I step from earth's sorrow into heaven's glory. Hallelujah to God, beloved. And I can say, hey, Satan, you brought all of hell. You come. Blessed be God, I made it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be God. That's going to make me feel better. Because once I cross that line, I'm asking God, let me turn around and do this and say it and say, ha ha, oh boy, you didn't stop me. Glory to God. I've endured heartache, heartbreak, disappointment. I've had people hurt me like you would not believe on this Christian journey. And can I tell you, beloved, it's a sad thing to make this statement, but a lot of times brothers and sisters in church will hurt you more than the people that's outside of church. I've endured a lot of hardship, a lot of heartache, I should say, a lot of disappointment. But you know what? I'm still a child of God. Through everything that's come against me, I'm still on the journey. I still know that Jesus is real. I still have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside and a desire to walk through this world, living a life of wholeness and cleanness and dedication to God. Because I want to make it to the other side. I promised both my parents, they didn't go together. That was my parents' desire. Glory to God. My dad says, your mother and I have talked, and we decided we don't know how you kids could take it, but we would like to go home together. They didn't. Glory to God. They didn't go home together. But I promised them that I'd meet them on the other side. Glory to God. And I intend to keep that promise. I don't intend to disappoint them. I'm going to bring this thing to you may think, you're way out there, preacher. But I look around in this congregation, and we don't like to think about this line of thought. But beloved, one of us is going to be going next. We don't know who. Think about it. But I'm going to promise you tonight, if you leave this world before I do, I'm going to meet you on the other side. Glory to God. where once again we can worship God together. Not an hour, but forever. Think about it. Not with bodies that's growing older and with aches and pains and, you know, the hair is growing grayer, or some of us are losing it and our steps are getting slower. Glory to God. My terminology, I tell you, Lord, and I don't feel like I'm 25 today. But when we get to heaven, we're not going to have an old body that's aching. We ain't going to have a body that knows pain like we do now. Sister, you won't need that thing over there. God's going to give us a new body. Glory to God. So I'm telling you, we have every reason in the world not to allow Satan to discourage us. Do you know what? There's a lot of people that he has convinced to stop following God. And there's coming a day that he's going to laugh at them. He's going to call them a fool because they listen to him and not to God. Can I tell you, I want to laugh at him. Think about it. All the trouble you endure, all the pain that we go through is the product of Satan, who brought sin into the world when he entered into Adam, our forefather. Glory to God. I'm searching for a place to stop, glory to God, because I'm looking at my watch and my time is getting away from me quickly. Triumphing over discouragement. I wished I could tell you tonight, as you go out of this church, no more problems. Smooth sailing. But if I did, I would not be sharing with you the truth. A lot of people want a minister who will pat them on the back and say, everything is fine. And a lot of people, it's like when I was young, I worked with a boy. He said, the devil used to bother me until I put this cross on. I thought to myself, my friend, the devil don't care nothing about that little piece of metal that you got. What he's afraid of is what's on the inside. When the power of God is there, that's what he's afraid of. Aren't you glad God loved you enough to save you? Aren't you glad that through all the years, he's always been there for you? And I'm sure all of us have a story that we could share of what we've gone through, glory to God. I started this journey in 1963. All the bumps that's been in the road, all the storms that have come. But I cannot tell you, I'm still a child of God tonight. I still belong to him. And I am determined to not let Satan discourage me till I was set down on the side of the road and quit. Don't quit, church. You're going to win if you don't quit. If you just keep following him, you're going to win. And can I tell you, it's coming quickly. If Jesus don't come, we're blessed with a few here tonight, but most of us are at an age bracket till we know that our days are getting shorter and shorter. So be encouraged. You're too close to the finish line to let the devil discourage you. I've shared this a half a dozen times, and I tell people, when you get our age, you can repeat things. It's all right. I tell Judy sometimes, she said, you part crooked. I say, when you're my age, you can get away with it. Glory to God. I lost my thought. I should have forgot about trying to be. Glory to God. But if we don't live to be an old age, we know we're going to soon leave this world. So don't get discouraged. I told somebody the other day, God promised 120 years. So I'm thinking, why can't I live to be 120? Glory to God. Do you love God tonight? I don't want you to go out of here down. I want you to go out of here rejoicing. In fact, let's just do something to baffle the devil. I want you to stand up with me, and let's just for a moment, in your own way, say, Satan, all that you've tried, you don't have me. I still belong to God. And then say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the one that's kept me. Can you tonight? Oh, church, glory to God, you ought to raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All the tricks that Satan's tried, he has not stopped me. I'm still a child of God. I still have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I order Jesus, and I thank you for it. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Glory to God that I'm a child of God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell him tonight, church, you're so glad. You're so glad that he's keeping you in this troubled world. Glory to God. Glory to God. Love him tonight, church. He's worthy. He's so worthy that we would love him. He's so worthy that we would praise him and exalt him and glorify him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all within me. Bless his name. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through, but I hope when you leave this house tonight, you'll have a determination like never before not to let it get you down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Don't you love him tonight? Aren't you glad he came to Thomasville, to the Thomasville Church of God, and he came into our midst, and he's blessing us tonight. He is touching our lives here in this house tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, I love him. I love him. Glory to God. Don't you love him? Glory. Why don't you, let's give him a handshake. Praise him tonight. Praise God for being here. Praise God for what you felt in his house tonight. Glory to God. Be encouraged, my brother, my sister. We're on the winning side. It might seem like we're the minority, but we're not. We're on the side that's going to win. Glory to God. I'm not going to dismiss you. I hope that you'll have a Merry Christmas. Glory to God, as the famous saying is, I hope you get everything you want. If not, I hope you want everything you get. Glory to God, no matter what you do, don't forget Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless you. Have a good night. Glory to God. All right, sister.